Right, you're live on Joy 99.7 FM. Good evening, and this is your superstation. I'm Lexus Bill. So, somewhere in the weekend, we learned a very sad news. We learned about a sad incident. I was actually indeed very heartbroken when I learned that an astute, accomplished businessman and motivational speaker, in fact, a man who has inspired many a long life's journey, impacted society in diverse ways and helped heal many, like literally, actually, through his pharmacy, had passed on. I was really sad about it. The CEO of Mikado Holdings, of course, you know, Mikado Pharmacy or Kama Pharmacy. He was also the Nkabomhene of the New Jobin Traditional Area in the Eastern Region, Nana Dr. Michael Ejikumado. So he passed on last weekend, and really very, very sad to hear about that. But we were actually fortunate to spend time with him on Personality Profile some time ago. Personally, it was one of my best conversations I've had this year because he actually shared many nuggets and left us with a lot to think about and also to help us guide us along life's journey. Now, this evening, we bring you a playback of that conversation to pay tribute to this great man. And that's going to be on till 8 p.m. Now, at 8 p.m., we'll take you live to the Mövenpick Hotel, where the CEO's network as well is hosting the Ghana CEO Presidential Gala dinner. Yeah, and the theme is Reigniting the Business Economy and Social Contract for Growth, a business manifesto for political accountability and sustainable development. The speakers include the Vice President, His Excellency Dr. Mahmoud Bamia, and former President, His Excellency John Dramani Mahama. We'll take you there at 8 p.m. so you can join in right after Personality Profile. And then at 10 p.m. tonight, you'd want to listen to Uncle Ken as well, because he's going to be on the radio with a very special tribute to Quincy Jones, the American record producer, songwriter, composer, arranger, and film and television producer, died on the 3rd of November, just a couple of days ago, at age 91. So Uncle Ken has actually put together a very special tribute to Quincy Jones on Soul Serenade this evening, and I wouldn't want you to miss that. But for now, this is a playback of my personality profile conversation with the CEO of Mikado Holdings and Kama Pharmacy, Mikado Pharmacy, and the Nkabomhene of the New Jobin Traditional Area in the Eastern Region, Nana Dr. Michael Ejikumado, who was called to glory over the weekend. He left an incredible legacy, and of course, tonight we celebrate him. May his soul rest in peace. Listen in.
You're welcome to Personality Profile here on Joy 99.7 FM. It's been a very good day. I hope you've had a good day as well. Now time to settle down for a very endearing conversation. And today, I spent time with a very revered son of the land, a man that we admire so much, a hardworking son of the land who's paid his dues and still continues to inspire and lecture and advise and teach because it's his passion. Well, I'll tell you about him. Just make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend that Personality Profile with Lexus Bill is on, so they can also enjoy this conversation that we're about to share with you. Now, let me tell you about my guest today. Yeah, he's a very accomplished business executive. He's a management consultant, inspirational teacher, motivational speaker. He's a social worker. He's an elder in the Christian faith. He's a revolutionary campaigner on entrepreneurship. Yeah. He's actually a lecturer in entrepreneurship at the Pentecost University. He's trained over 500,000 people through seminars and talks. He holds a PhD in entrepreneurship from the University of Ghana Business School. It tells you how deep he is when it comes to entrepreneurship. He's a former board chairman of the Ghana Investment Promotion Center. He served on the National Development Planning Commission. He's been the national president of the Ghana Red Cross for 6 years and currently serves on the International Federation of Red Cross, that's IFRC Election Committee. And he has authored 5 books, including one of the bestsellers, The 7 Principles of Success and Wealth Creation, which is a very good book that you need to get. Yeah. He's a CEO of Mikado Holdings, including the well-known Mikado Pharmacy. You know about it. The State of the Arts, the WHO Standard CGMP Pharmaceutical Manufacturing Company, and the facility in Tema, which you need to see as well. But he is the Nkabomhene of the New Jobin Traditional Area in the Eastern Region. Nana Dr. Michael Ejikumado is my guest of Personality Profile. Nana, akwaba.
Yamede.
Apomwe.
Yo,
Nana Wife.
Oh, yo.
Hey, Nana Uba Life.
Oh, Bobby, so.
Damn, Uba Life. Mr. Bibu, Mammy, who tired, and I said, no, man. Nana,
I had a cockra boom pony.
And pony, and then now we have Brantley and a deer.
Hey,
how do you keep so well? I mean, oh. I know you're well versed in pharmaceuticals, and I don't know what is the medicines that you're making, or oh. You have a certain lifestyle that keeps you so young and active.
Okay, I think let's go with diet.
Diet, okay.
The kind of diet, and then exercises.
Ah.
I know that rest is also part of longevity.
Okay.
But I don't have time to rest anyway.
I can imagine because, I mean, we've been trying to get you on this conversation for so many months.
Yes.
Yeah.
And good relationships.
Okay.
I think my secret is loving people. Mm. I always want people to be by me.
Ah.
And I think that is key.
Okay. Okay.
Relationships.
Building very healthy relationships.
I wish people well. So I wonder... My wife, my children, they ask me, don't you err? Mm. I tell them, I don't think I err. Mm. So they should tell me where I erred. Because I believe in time will stand the test. If you are erring, time will tell.
Okay.
So all these years that my son, you are about 50 years old. Mm. My wife, we've been together for more than 40 years.
Wow.
Which are my areas that you think I erred? Then let's go back and analyze it. They can't get.
They can't get it.
They can't get it. Wow. I wish you well,
yeah.
Alexis. So how do I offend you? I wish you well.
Mm.
How would I offend you? Tell me. It's only where there is jealousy and envy that people offend other people. That people might not understand people. So misunderstanding comes, and then you say, ah, I'm angry with you. I hate you for doing this, for doing that. But I wish you well.
Yeah.
So if I'm talking to you about food, about you doing well in your business, at school, at church, where would I err?
I see.
So over time, I assess myself, and I realize, oh, this guy. And I tell you, Alexis, all my staff that leave, they miss me.
Mm.
They miss me. To the extent that if you steal in my business, I don't sack you.
Oh, you don't?
I don't.
What do you do?
I let you stay. And I only change your portfolio. Wow. Then you resign yourself.
I see.
This has been one of my secrets of success. I earn respect. I don't force respect to be... pushed on me. I don't force you to respect me.
Yes.
But the relationship is such that I wish you well. Now you are stealing.
Mm.
You are a marketer. You send the goods on credit and you are not collecting the monies back. Now we do head-on check. Mm-hmm. We do investigations. Oh, the Lexus has come for it about 2 months ago. Where is it? He has just used it to open a treasury bill before he pays us or blah, 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 that kind of thing. Okay. I change your portfolio as a marketing guy. I put you on sanitation, for example.
Hmm. Okay.
And then you resign yourself after some time.
Yeah.
And
normally,
maximum 4 weeks, they resign.
Really?
Yes, they do. But I don't suck you.
Yeah.
And I have a reason why. And it has proved the time that my management style is unique. The whole world.
Do you think it's something that can be replicated in almost every company?
Now you are listening to me or your viewers, your cherished viewers are listening and watching us. They may take it as their management style.
Mm.
And it will help them. Why? I've noticed that the Ghanaian personality will never accept blame. They pass the buck. Or they will give you all kinds of explanations, reasons why what happened, happened. Mm. And they will try to justify whatever they did. And that justification will let them send signals to their friends, to the people out there, that you are rather the bad person.
The bad person.
They will paint you so black that they will never accept what they did. And so I will not sack you. So what happened that you left Mikado? It's up to you to give your story.
Your explanation. Tell your thing yourself.
So these are some of the issues that I do
in
my life. Yes. If you are my child, and I have 9 children.
You have 9?
9 of them.
Okay.
And as they were growing, I teach them myself at home. I give them extra classes.
Okay.
I love teaching. Mm. It helps.
Okay.
And then, when after JHS, boy or girl, you sell in the street.
Sell in the street?
In the street. It's unique to you.
Why?
Let's say I have a vision for 30 years. I always vision your growth the next 30 years. How would you look like? Mm. What will happen to you? How would you behave if you are my child, if you are my friend, if you are my staff? That's the way I do. Mm-hmm. So like right now today, Lexis, mm-hmm. what would be your behavior towards me in 5 years' time? Mm. It will depend upon the way I handle you today. Because first impressions last long.
That's true.
First impression lasts long. So you, if you are my child, after JHS, I know that one day you'll like to do some kind of selling, some kind of marketing. Mm. You need to respect people, have value for people. So go out there and do some marketing. Sell second-hand shoes, sell dog chains, sell Coca-Cola or Unilever Goose or whatever. And normally, we were living in Kumasi, and I used to bring bread from Koforidua to Kumasi.
B-Foster.
And I distribute to them, and they are supposed to sell within a week. Okay. So I bring 200 loaves, share among them, and then I'll just do some competition. Who will sell fast? And it was interesting.
It sounds very interesting, actually.
And they would do that for JHS. Mm. Of course, they were not in the same class. So every year, one of them or two of them would come in that level, category, and they have to do that. When you go to secondary, senior high school, your first holidays after Form 1, boy or girl, you'll be a seamstress or hairdresser.
I see.
Form 2, you'll be an electrician. And it's compulsory in my house.
It's compulsory?
It's compulsory. And we are talking about 30, 20 years ago. They are now grown-ups. Mm. Form 3, boy or girl, you'll be a mechanic. And all these people, my friends that were the sole people handling my children, if they are watching us, they will testify.
So you deliberately seek for these opportunities in, let's say, a tailoring shop or a mechanic shop?
And I have them already.
Oh, you have them already?
I have them already. Emanuela in Kumasi, Santa's runabout, was a hairdresser. That's where my wife used to have her hair done. Mm. So I went to negotiate with her that I'll be bringing my children every year for the number of days that they will be at home. And she agreed. So every year, she will be expecting one of my children to come.
To come.
Yes. Wow. And they did it. And then Quaps was the electrician who went to have his electrical engineering at KNUST, but he was a private person.
Okay.
And I knew he had the good theory. So they will go to Quaps for the electrical training. And then Brad Steven Auto Mechanics, he will handle them with the kind of mechanic ideas that they need to have, they need to know.
Yeah.
They will go there. And I will then visit you during the time that you are with that mentor. I will visit and see and advise the woman that don't pamper my children. Let them do the kind of jobs that they need to do. Any apprentice will do. If it's cleaning, let them do it. If it is going to fetch water, washing the towels, please allow.
Yeah.
And the mechanics, please allow them to be under the cars. Whatever. So it's very, very
interesting. They should be immersed in the job and learn the rudiments of it.
How
did the children take it? How did they receive it?
Thank you very much. I think it's a very good question. They resisted.
They resisted?
Like normal up-and-coming teenager or a child. They resisted. For example, these are
my daughters. Those are your daughters?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Wow.
How I wish you can have the opportunity to interview them.
I would love to.
All of them went through this arrangement.
Yeah.
Yes. Hairdressing, mechanic.
Oh, they also learned all of them to be a mechanic.
I'm telling you that it's compulsory in my house.
Wow.
And they drive crazy. They drive like, they say, are you driving like a man?
Formula One drivers.
Whatever.
Is that a picture of one of your daughters in a mechanic overall?
Yes, yes. This was after her Holy Child Form 3. After Holy
after
Child.
Holy Child.
Holy Child
and
Form
she was
3.
Working in a mechanic shop.
Exactly.
Dressed in overall.
Before you go to university, all of them will have to go through this arrangement. And this one, the first one, went to SOS and Mamaina, Tema.
Uh-huh.
And after sixth form,
yes,
you definitely have to be a mechanic. This is this one.
Yeah.
She's a pharmacist now.
Okay, she's a pharmacist now.
She's a pharmacist. This one is a fear, and she also went to Holy Child.
Okay.
She is a medical doctor.
Wow.
Now, practicing in America.
Interesting.
Now, Mamaya went to St. Rose's.
Okay.
She also became a mechanic, and she's a computer engineer.
No, this is a very interesting revelation, huh?
I'm telling you.
Now, but do you think that the present day child will agree to do this?
Well,
and especially parenting itself has changed over the years.
Yes.
I mean, this was 30, 40 years ago, right?
Exactly.
I don't know about today or what you think about the young ones of today or even the system of life today.
I tell you that it has really helped them. And now they even talk about it.
Okay.
So I know that the method that I used was good.
Okay.
Why? Because I wish them well. And I could see the next 20, 30 years time, entrepreneurship will be the order of the day. And that these white collar jobs will be a thing of the past. So my children should go through these entrepreneurial philosophies or processes or procedure, whatever.
Okay.
So I took them through because I could see. And if you want to be a good leader, you must be a visionary and see what will happen the next 10, 20 years for your kids.
But
and that's why we take them to school.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we ask the teachers to think for that, for us.
Yeah.
But you as the parent, you should know and guide your child how to go.
But at the time, they didn't really understand this. Because, of course, their father is a very wealthy man, businessman.
Agreed.
Who can afford literally everything. We don't even have to work.
And people were asking them.
People were even asking
them. Yes. Your father must be a wicked man. And they come to tell me. I say, I'm not wicked. I'm rather soft. I love you.
Yeah.
And in future, you grow to know. Because it will live the test of time.
But where did you get these ideas from? Is it from your own upbringing or you had a very different upbringing?
I think partly from my upbringing. At the university level, I had a friend, a Dutch friend, whom his mother adopted me. So every holiday time from KNUST, I'll go to Holland and she would train me.
Oh, okay.
And I got to know that the Dutch were kind of people unique in the world. And I did some research, and that I was informed that to do business anywhere in the world, the best people to engage are the Dutch.
I see.
So I was trying to find out what is so much special about the Dutch that people should have interest in engaging them. And I realized that for every Dutch, you have to have about six professions before you finish wherever. Six professions. Whilst you are going through school, they do all kinds of vocations.
Okay.
So I had this Dutch friend, a pharmacist. He was a mechanic himself.
Mm.
Anytime he visited Ghana, he would just buy cars for me. He was electrical person who was doing amplifiers himself as a hobby. When I went to Holland and I visited him, he was himself the mason, the carpenter in the house, tiler, everything. I said, these people, studied them for some time. I realized that they have what I will call broad-minded personality.
Okay.
When it came to pharmacy, we shared the same views, the same ideas, the same theory. But when it comes to practical, I realized I didn't come anywhere near him.
Mm.
Yeah. So I started to learn from him and to study. So the two of us, we have even come out with a book called The Best of Two Worlds.
Oh.
So having learned from them,
yeah,
I decided to really replicate what I learned from them. So I will introduce them to my children. Yeah.
So when you were much younger, did you personally do any of these vocational jobs? You didn't?
Earlier on, I know I started my life at the age of 7. That I took over the grocery shop of my mother, who fell ill for 15 years. For the 15 years added to my 7th year, I was just a seller in the village market.
That's which town is it? Sucheng?
Sucheng, near Koforidua, in the eastern region of Ghana.
Yeah. And where are you?
Asantini.
Where are Asantini?
Yeah, Asantini.
And
from Dwabi, old Dwabi. Now we settled in Koforidua, new Dwabi. So we are the new Dwabi Ashantis.
Okay.
Sushain.
Okay.
Okay. So having been a marketer all my life, I realized that marketing is key.
Mm.
And that's the more reason why I asked them to do the selling after GHS.
Yeah.
Okay. And then senior high school, I was also a people teacher to get some money to pay my school fees. I taught all the way up to School for the Deaf, Mampong School for the Deaf. I've taught them before in the 70s.
Wow.
And then later on, I taught at Latte, Benkum Senior High.
Mm.
And then after university, I was teaching Kumasi Polytechnic, now Kumasi Technical University, for nearly 13 years, without salary.
Without salary?
On gratis, seriously. I've taught at Opokuwar Senior High School, English. English and English literature at Opokuwari. And most of my students are now doctors, engineers. They are big men.
Yeah.
And they always, they give me funds as the way I was teaching them.
Yeah.
You know, so it
But how were you able to do all that without salary?
For love of it.
So
because
how
I was a pharmacist, I was...
Oh, you had already started my your pharmacy market, career. Okay.
But the timetable was such that it did not affect my normal job.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And I did it wholeheartedly and with all the love that I'm still teaching.
Yeah.
Right now on the television, we are teaching.
Actually. Yes, absolutely.
Yes,
I mean, I'm learning a lot already. I'm taking notes.
All you know, you didn't go through that. And I'll tell you what you missed.
Yes, yes.
Like the ego.
Mm.
I know that my children, these girls, will not show off.
Mm.
Not be too proud, because they told me that being mechanics, they realized that the apprentices are more cleverer and wittier than we who take our cars to them. Because when you go, you take your newspaper, you read, and then they will do the job. Then they'll come to you, doc, engineer, boss. Eh? The part is about 500 CDs. She will go with the boys to wherever they would buy the spare parts. And then she would get to know that it was 100 cedis, but they've added 400.
Mm.
And then they'll get a receipt from the seller and they come and show it to you. Would you argue?
You
wouldn't argue. You wouldn't bargain. So who is cleverer? You or the apprentice?
You have been totally outwitted.
Yes. So they know it. So they realize that, we have to respect them. You don't have to look, you know, at them. You don't have to look down upon them at all. So if you go to the hairdresser, that apprentice, you must respect her.
Mm.
So in fact, I realized that they respect all my staff.
Okay.
They don't lord themselves over them. And that's one major advantage that going through these vocations has given them.
Yeah.
And my daughter had a good name at Kolebu. Say, Efuedufie, we all remember her so well. A doctor who go to the kitchen, a doctor who after close of work go and sit with the security people and discuss a lot about their lives with them.
Mm.
Here's a doctor who is so unique. He was always nice with the nurses.
Mm.
And so why should we say anything bad against such a doctor? And the patients were always for Efuya.
Mm.
All because of the upbringing,
yeah,
the vocation that they went through. So it's something that is unique.
Your pharmacy career, at what age did you decide to do pharmacy and what motivated that?
Interesting. I thought we were going through a series, but now you've caught me to jump the gun. Okay. At the sixth form where you have to choose your career path at the university, my first attempt, I chose medicine. That was the order of the day,
yeah,
that you are a doctor and we are all valued it.
Yeah.
But I failed because I was always doing the teaching, the people teaching, you know.
Are so you making form, excuses?
Yes, I was a teacher, whilst a student.
So that was the reason?
So I was not in the class for me to know whatever it is. And sixth form was very, very difficult years.
Okay.
So I failed my first attempt. And I was doing six subjects. All six formats were supposed to do three or four. But I was doing six. Special maths, physics, chemistry, biology, African studies. Six of them. And so I failed my chemistry and physics. So I had to resit. And I resat the two before I passed. So I could not get admission to the medical school. So the following year, I did not even attempt to try to apply. So okay. I applied to do pharmacy at that time.
Okay.
That was in the 70s, 72 to be precise. And apparently I passed so well that I should have been admitted
to the medical school.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
But I didn't apply. So
yeah.
I was taken at pharmacy.
Okay.
And
okay.
That's how I ended up in reading pharmacy, which I love so much. I've never regretted.
Well, I can tell.
I've never regretted.
You've built a very wonderful legacy.
Ama is a pharmacist.
Your daughter
is also a pharmacist.
Oh, I see. You have two
pharmacists. And,
what about the boys?
Yeah. The first one is also a pharmacist.
Oh, okay.
He has set up his own Kofi Krom pharmacy.
Oh, right.
He's also a pharmacist. And his son is also a pharmacist.
Your grandson,
so my grandson is a pharmacist. So it's a house of pharmacists.
Yeah, looks like it.
And they have all done the PharmD, so we are all doctors.
Wow.
Yes.
That's beautiful. I'm sure this makes you so proud.
I am. And it means that my method of raising them up has also proved right.
Yeah.
At that time, we were saying that they were resisting. And I told them, in future, you miss me. Yeah, you know that I took you through the right channel. And now they say so. During my birthdays, when they come, they adore me and they know that, oh, Dad helped us.
Yeah.
Especially when they are with their friends. They tell them they shine in their friends and wherever they find themselves. Because when they tell them what they've gone through, they will miss it.
Very interesting. If you're just joining us, we're spending time with the CEO of Mikado Holdings and Mikado Pharmacy, Nana Doctor. or which one comes
Doctor first? Nana.
Doctor
whatever.
Nana.
By Nana comes first.
Yes, Nana, Dr. Michael Ejikumadu. And
yes.
Boy, we're learning a lot. It's a whole master class here today, honestly. I wanted to know about your life, but this is a whole lecture, and I'm so grateful that we get to share all of these things. So let me take you back to after, you know, passing out of school, your A-levels, now you're well on your way to becoming a pharmacist. Now, you said you decided to also take teaching.
Yes.
As do it pro bono, right?
As a hobby.
As a hobby. Yes.
As a hobby.
What really made you decide to teach as well? Where did that, value also come from?
You know, after O level, before I could get to the sixth form, I've taken my school fees on arrears, on credit. So the headmaster told me that if I should pass, he will not take me for the sixth form until I clear off all the arrears of the school fees.
Okay.
And that's why I went to do pupil teaching.
Okay.
So I went to Methodist office in Koforidua, and they gave me pupil teaching at a village called Adidiso, also in the Eastern region. I had to walk about 5 miles from Nankese to Adidiso and back, and I was teaching the class 2 for the period.
I see.
So when sixth form opened, then I brought that money to pay off the school fees.
Yeah.
And that then I became poor again for the sixth form. And that's why I went for the people teaching, and this time they took me to Mampong School for the Deaf. For the whole of lower six, I was teaching Monday to Friday, come to school secretly to copy notes, because Monday I should be in Mampong. And this is Koforidua Ghana Senior High.
Yeah.
So all my friends knew what the plight I was going through. Mm-hmm. That's why I failed, because I wasn't in class most of the time.
Yeah.
Yes, but eventually, the second attempt, I passed so well. So I don't regret.
So like,
and that's how the teaching became part of me.
Okay.
So after sixth form again, I did not go to the university the following year. I was teaching like Benkum Senior High for physics, maths, and chemistry.
Okay.
Okay. In the 70s, I was teaching. At KNUST, I used to also to do part-time teaching.
Mm.
And then after the university, I started teaching at Kumasi Technical University now.
Okay.
Yes.
While still doing being
my
pharmacy
business. Yes.
And
up to today, I lecture on entrepreneurship at University of Ghana, Pentecost University, and I've been invited to also do other classes in other schools.
Okay.
I love to do it. I love to teach, seriously.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
So let's stay on pharmacy, because many years later, we have Mikado Pharmacy, which is one of the probably
previously
biggest...
used to be Kama.
Kama, of course, Kama the
Kama
Group Conference
of
Center is just around the corner.
Also popular.
Yes, very popular.
Yes.
And what
happened?
Yes, what happened?
You know, there had been a prophecy in the 80s on my life that would influence the whole world.
Mm.
I couldn't understand. I couldn't know how. So along the line, in 2012, thereabout, I went into a merger with Aspen Pharmaceuticals, the biggest pharmaceutical company in the whole of Africa, based in South Africa. They came together looking for a partner. So I went into partnership with them, equity partnership.
Mm.
So right now, my products are all over the world. They are in 150 countries. So the prophecy has come true.
Wow.
That's why being an elder of Church of Pentecost, I'm so happy that going through the principles of the Bible, it also pushes you ahead. Then it strengthens your faith.
Because
in 86, there was a prophecy that I will influence the world.
Mm.
Little did I know that it will come to pass.
Yeah.
So right now, if I see Omega Oil, which is my product, with my signature on it, going to Japan, America, Holland, then I know God is true.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's how it is. And then they said they were not interested in other parts of my business. They were only interested in the industry, Kama industry. So my pharmacy, my conference centers, my hotels, my forest bureau, they were not interested.
Mm.
And that's why I changed the name from Kama to Mikado, Mike Ado Holdings.
Yes.
And the money I made out of that equity partnership, I put up a better factory.
Wow.
Much, much better. CGMP, meaning Current Good Manufacturing Practices Standard. It's a world standard.
Mm-hmm.
And I think right now, if I'm not the best, I'm one of the best.
One of the best on the continent.
That's amazing. We are going to export to the whole of West Africa. Mm. My machines are big. The capacity is huge. Mm. The environment is world class. Mm. So very soon, you hear from me. I'm going to make a Ohepta IB, immune booster. I mean, from
Dr. Addo's Ohepta IB.
Exactly.
What drug is it? What is it for?
It's a blood tonic with other things that will boost your immunity, like vitamin D, like zinc, like vitamin C. All are incorporated in this product.
Okay.
And it's going to be the number one seller in due course.
Wow.
We have not even commissioned that factory yet.
Okay.
That's why you haven't heard of us.
Yeah.
We are now doing the regulatory things with FDA, that kind of stuff.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. But very soon it will come out. Maybe through you, people will start to hear of.
Absolutely. I mean,
Eptal IB.
Yes. It's on camera now. So maybe is it too early to outdoor it? Because I'm outdooring it already. And I know that people are going to see this.
I hope
this
you're
product.
Not going to ask for royalties because it will really work.
Well, Chairman, really work. That is very important. So we'll have that conversation.
Yes,
but
yes.
Oh, that's so amazing, huh?
Mm.
So it means that these products will be in partnership with your equity partners?
No.
Or this is just...
This is 100% ownership from me.
From you.
I'm now looking for another equity partner because it's a good thing to go into partnership.
Okay.
Yes, it makes your finances easier to handle.
Mm.
Yes, you are not alone. Right now, I'm 100% owner of Mikado Laboratories.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But the Kama now belongs to Aspen, which I don't mind because I made my money out of it.
Okay.
And the profit is now in here. And I also want Ghanaians to know that Kama used to employ about, let's say, 100 people. I'm going to employ over 600 people.
I see.
Now, because it's huge.
So does it mean you don't have any stake in Kama again?
No, for now.
Okay.
I used to.
Okay.
But I sold off all my shares.
I see.
To top up to do this
the
new...
The Mikado.
Yes, Mikado factory. One. But it's always good to go into shareholding. Mm-hmm. And I would advise people watching us that group thing is better. In fact, in three, you were a baby say, Benu Swan, Emia. If two people are carrying this thing, one is here, one is there.
Yeah.
Emia Uti.
Okay.
Benu Swan,
Emia. Ah, right.
Say, Onkwa, Ebi Miosa, then to be dangling, Ube bread. But
more like sharing the load.
Somewhere naya,
share
the load.
Okay.
And things become easier for you.
How easy was it to build Kama? I mean, you worked with other pharmaceutical companies before you decided to set up your own.
Yeah, it wasn't easy because I had to do the promotion myself, to do the marketing myself, and make sure that I do proper quality, efficacious drugs. And soon my drugs became household.
Mm.
I told you that I was doing Tresoris, Omega Oil, Kamatone, those products.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you come to the extemporaneous products, Espec said, Senaco, that kind of stuff, mine was always seen to be the best. So people started appreciating my products. And that's why I grew so fast in Kumasi. Very skeptical people, but they are so analytical. They are so conscious of what they put in, because they have their money.
Yeah.
So they cannot afford to buy any other thing than the best for them. So that's how I realized, no, I should play my part in this life so well that I will not be blamed for anything. And so my products, I have to do well. My staff, my customers, I have to make sure that they are, you know, everybody that entered my pharmacy, I saw that person as my God. So if you are a man, Nana, and Kumasi people, they want to be addressed that level, Nana.
Yeah.
If you are a woman, or Ohima.
Yeah.
So that became part of me. I say, Uko Kofodu and Ine Hodia, Obefro Ohine, Nana, and Nasa Ohima.
Oh.
And they enjoyed it. That was one of my secrets of my marketing style, my marketing strategies. And it worked.
Customer relations.
Exactly. And at one point in time, this to only share with you, I was there when Otunfo Opokuware, who has passed.
The late.
Came to me. And they were telling me that Otunfo has come to your shop. I said, hey. I was upstairs. When I came down, lo and behold, it was Otunfo Opokuware.
Wow.
I was excited. God has visited me, so to speak.
Yeah.
So, Minana, me here draw wavy. Yeah, me the free. You can never na me the yasa. Me pesebe sansa. Me a so how the me ba me nyebi. I'm penny and pa me kolisha me stock mwa me nyebi the brand. And he was so happy. So at one of his debes, he announced to the chiefs that I have solved his problem for him.
Wow.
You can imagine. So the whole of Ashanti region saw me as their pharmacy, as their pharmacist.
Yeah.
That's how I made my name. Kokama, Kama. And what does Kama mean? Kama for excellence. A tree. Yes. Kama.
Yeah.
In the Oyaria, Unse, Eduani Nyo de Atarekra Nyo Fe. Baba Miha, Mamoye, Kama Health Services.
Oh my God.
That's
goodness.
How I made the name. And then it became so popular that even the South Africans coming to Ghana, when they went to FDA, they went to pharmacy council, they told them, go to Kama.
Yeah.
Go to Kama. So
this is an amazing story. I mean, we Kama is very popular, but
exactly.
Nobody, I never even thought that. I thought it was one of your initials you know what
Kama,
I mean?
Kama. So my motto was Kama, and then we respond for excellence. Kama.
For excellence.
That's all. For excellence. And now Mikado is Service Unlimited.
Service Unlimited.
If you look at my logo underneath.
Okay.
You see that?
Infinity.
Batman, infinite.
Yeah.
Service Unlimited. So I'll give you the best of service when you take my drug. And then I'll make sure that you know all the side effects.
Yeah.
All the positive things about it. I'll make sure that I follow up your health. Maybe it's not only the disease per se, but your environment itself.
Yeah.
So I do things Kama way.
Okay.
And that's going beyond the normal serving a prescription. I go beyond that.
It all wasn't rosy in the beginning when you started.
Yes.
What were some of the challenges you encountered?
Right. My biggest challenge is the human factor. The staff. They don't want to work, but they want to get money. They don't want to be rebuked, but they're always causing mayhem. You employ the person as an individual, but he wants to go in a group. I cannot understand that. So along the line, I went to do my master's degree on business management, and my topic for my master's degree was how do I motivate people? Motivation. I chose that for my research. Staffing, the hiring and the firing is my biggest challenge, even up to today. The second is the machinery, the technology was a challenge to me. How to control my business. They will tell you, use CCTV. I went and bought CCTV cameras all over. At a point in time, they were still stealing. And when I went to check on the monitor wasn't working. When we went to check the cameras have been covered. Can you believe it?
Wow.
So they are so witty. They are so cunning. There's no way, for now, I don't believe in CCTV cameras even though they work well. Right now, as we speak, I can see my factory from my mobile phone. That's the power of technology. It has been a challenge to me. Even in marketing, you've got to go onto the social media.
Yeah.
It's also a challenge.
Okay.
And because I wasn't used to this technology at that time,
yeah,
I couldn't understand it. So if you're asking challenges,
yeah,
yes, I've given you three now.
Yeah.
Then the fourth one was the products itself. Finances isn't a big challenge to me now, because if you have good relationships, people can give things to you on credit.
Okay.
Okay. Apart from governments, taxes left and right, that you cannot negotiate. I don't think finance or funding or money is a big problem. So normally I teach my students on entrepreneurship as 6 M's.
Okay.
The first M is manpower, machines, materials, marketing, money, and minutes. That's time.
Time, okay.
The most important of all these 6 M's is manpower. You yourself as a manpower. The kind of mindset, the entrepreneurial mind that you need to do with your business, then your staffing, your customers, they are all manpower. Very important. Then technology, as the machines. The materials will be the office, the land, whatever will be the materials. Then how do you market? What is your target group? Okay? That's marketing. Before money comes.
Yeah.
And money to me is part of the system of the 6 M's.
Yeah.
Because if you credit me with my machine and then with the products or raw materials, it's all part of money. So that's not important to me.
Okay.
Then time. The young guys, you want to have your money quickly, but it's not.
Yeah.
And I have a mantra that if you rush, you crash.
Okay.
If you rush,
you crash.
You crash.
Yeah.
So go gingerly. And I see myself as the tortoise way of life. Even though he's slow, he's powerful. And one of our rings is the tortoise. When you get the tortoise, I don't have it today. You see the bomb and a gun on it. I see a car, a chichidiam kwa, a k2 and two rim. Okay. Because I don't know that the baby is a shelf. Opa two pa a day and fanon. Who say honor you dinya who are back out.
Okay.
No DBPR, he eats leaves. The tortoise. That's the way I handle my life. Slowly and gingerly.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yes.
And you talk about money. I mean,
as the least important of all the six.
As the least important of all the things, but you when your money was taken by the government, you were not exactly happy.
Don't go there.
You know, I read that news, and for me, it was quite unfortunate because you worked for many years, and then you heard that, okay, the government is doing domestic debt restructuring, and you were affected. And I don't know, have you recovered?
How can I? How can I? Leslie, you just want to push me into this unfortunate situation that I found myself in.
I'm sorry, but
it's the reality, you know, that's the truth. That having worked, and because I'm an entrepreneur and I teach entrepreneurship, I talk about savings as one way of making it. And when I talk to you about money as the least important, means that if you do savings, it becomes part of your capital.
Yeah.
Self-financing is the best.
Yeah.
It's better than going for loans. And I warn you, Leslie, if you want to do any business, don't start with loans. It's not the best.
Okay.
Okay. So I was saving for nearly 30 years. I was saving, untouched. Only to hear one day that we are doing bank clearing. So those of you that have done some investment with such and such a bank, we are sorry, we cannot help you than to wait for reconciliation, revocation, read this, read that, all kinds of economic terms, thinking that within a month we'll get our money. That's been 7 years now. I have not received my millions of CDs that I invested.
Wow.
Which I thought could be part of my capital for now to run my Mikado. I haven't received it. Luckily, we've heard, because we are in the election year, that we may be paid. We have not been paid yet, but I believe that we will be paid.
How does this 7 years How did you fare within this period? Did you go broke?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
How broke? Because how broke? Give us an idea. You know, because for wealthy people,
yes,
broke would mean my riches. You understand? Or somebody's riches. But how broke did you get?
Because I started my life at 7, coming from a very poor background.
Yeah.
Getting broke was part of me that I have, you know, experienced it before.
Okay.
So I have that resilience. I have the thick skin, which, yeah, I try to train my children about that. And I also tell people that don't pamper your children so much. Don't give them everything that they ask for. Mm. Sometimes you've got to withhold and let them grow and work for themselves. So even though I was broke and I am broke.
Oh, you're still broke?
I'm still broke.
Wow.
Because I need my money to chase my overheads.
Yeah.
Right now I have some expatriates. I have to pay them. Mm. I have to buy raw materials. I have to buy packaging materials. You need money. And this time around, it's not 100,000, so it's in millions.
It's in millions?
Yes, because the factory is huge.
Yeah.
Everything, the consumption is also huge. Staff is also big. How do you handle all this? And that's why I'm looking for equity partner again.
Yeah.
But first, I thought I could run it myself with my money that I've saved, yeah, thinking that it will be paid. By 2021, they told us they were going to pay us. It didn't come through.
Yeah.
So we hope that within, they said by October would have been paid.
Okay.
And then Leslie, okay, you can come over to me.
Oh, I
for
will
soft
come,
loans because I'm an angel investor.
Because
you understand, angel, oh, okay, investor.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, you
are an angel investor.
Too.
Yes.
Okay, great.
On a small scale, in my, yeah, village, yeah, I go to the marketplace in my heydays.
Yeah.
And as an angel investor, I give them the money,
wow,
on pro bono, you know, and they were using it as their capital.
Yes.
Now I cannot. I have an ICT center that I've built for my village people, mm, with 40 computers. Now I cannot run it because of the internet charges.
Yeah.
I don't have the money to do that. So it's like a white elephant,
wow,
at the village level. I have factories also in Koforidua. I cannot run. Mm. I'm looking for some money to run all these.
I think earlier you mentioned that you have a hotel as well.
Yes, yes. So getting broke is like you want to do something with money that you don't have money to,
yeah,
do it,
yeah,
that makes you broke. I but at least by God's grace, I can feed myself daily and my family.
Yeah.
But luckily, my children, with the 5 boys, I don't have their pictures here. They also give me something.
Okay.
And I also have my SNET,
okay,
pay. So, yeah, all these things,
oh,
help me.
That's okay. That's good.
Okay.
I was getting worried. I mean, I'd wanted to probably give you a loan, but let me just keep my
hold it.
Anyway, so yes, a few. I'm happy we get to see even this particular drug that you shared with us.
Yes.
Oheptal B. IB. And
immune booster.
And you've done a few more drugs as well. One,
yes,
of the things I realize you're very passionate about is men's health. And so, I think a few weeks ago, I saw that you were encouraging a lot of the women to wear beads.
Exactly.
Because
exactly,
it will help the men.
Yes.
How is that?
You know, I did some research, mm, why our grandfathers and grandmothers were so happy with beads. And as a chief, I also went into the beads philosophy.
Mm.
And I realized that it's so spiritual. Maybe you guys are not aware. Stones, mm, are spiritual. You know, we have our fetish priests. Some of them even worship stones, mm, because of its spiritual connotation. So having gone through and I read a lot about it, I said, that's why our grandmothers used to leave their beads as legacy to their daughters that they loved.
Mm. So a good year, or more good year,
a good year, yes.
So
what about it? Then I realized, that's why if you have a girlfriend or you have a wife with beads on, even the sound alone gives you some power. The sight gives you some power. And you even play with it. Sometimes you'll be counting.
Mm.
All this gives you that sexual happiness. Your morale improves. is a signature tune that things are now going to work. And in the evening, in the night, it helps you. And that's the more reason why our fathers were marrying more than one, and yet did not have any means of going for aphrodisiacs. All you know could be the beats. I started doing some survey, and most of my colleague chiefs agreed with me that they loved beats on their wives. I started interviewing the boys, and they said, oh, my girlfriend, they don't have beats. These days, the girls don't have beats. And I realized, and that's the more reason why they come to the pharmacy and buy aphrodisiacs. And that's the more reason why they have kidney problems, because they want to take bitters. And these bitters will destroy your kidney for sexual performance. Mm. That's the reason. That may be the reason. Then let me promote it so that you go back. Why are these boys now in earrings? They plait their hair, which means that they are changing over. And I hear these days some boys even put on beads on their waist.
Oh, really?
So you have to tell me.
I wouldn't know.
But you are not in earrings anyway. Why are you not in earrings? You don't go by the fashion?
Yeah.
Our celebrities are now putting on earrings. They are putting on, they are braiding their hair. And then most men, most young guys, they also have beads at their as bracelets these days. For we chiefs, we put on beads for. I didn't know you were going to ask me because I have a lot of beads for my neck and for my wrist. So it's good. It's spiritual. When you are annoyed, when your wife is annoyed with you, she will pull away the beads, and that's a sign.